Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday.
Well, we're going to share all of our thoughts on Perfect Match because I have so many.
This set of episodes was such a letdown. I just want to put it out there. The first set of episodes started on such a high note, and then last week's episode's just, it's losing me. I don't think I could watch another season of Perfect Match.
This is crazy that you're saying that because I have a different opinion. For some reason, I'm very into this season. I think it's super entertaining. And, you know, we'll get into it because, I don't know, I'm here for it.
I love when Deepti and I have, like, different views on something because I'm like, what?
It's good reality TV.
How are you not seeing what I'm seeing and how are you not feeling what I'm feeling?
Yeah, like how dare you?
Yeah, like are we watching the same show?
But before we get into Perfect Match, I wanted to talk about something. So
speak.
Speak. Okay.
I don't know why
that was so funny. I was like, okay, bark, bark.
What?
Because it was like a dog command. Speak. No. It's like, where's my treat?
I am your treat.
Oh, okay.
My presence right, here is your treat.
I love it. Okay, so something has been happening to me lately in the last couple of weeks. And this happened as recently as yesterday. So I was just out shopping, you know, and buying nothing as girls do.
Oh,
I literally bought nothing.
But wait, I'm like that too. Just side note, like I will go to the mall.
The mall?
Which I actually never go to the mall.
Who goes to the mall?
Why were you there?
I wasn't at a mall.
Where were you shopping?
Walking around Gold Coast.
Oh, I mean,
it's the same thing. It's just not in one giant building.
Yeah, you're like,
but something about
around.
The mall, I'm like, oh, I don't know why I hate it. Oh,
wow.
Okay, but you recently went to a mall.
I don't want to finish my story.
I'm so sorry.
Never mind. I just said I one time went to a mall and bought nothing with the intention that I had to buy something for an event. And I bought nothing and I was like, I'm just going to order it online.
I really just wanted to get out of my apartment and I wasn't
like mosey around.
Yeah, just mosey around. And I ran into an old friend that I hadn't seen in probably like 2 to 3 years. Like it's been a long time and she's married now with kids. And
that's crazy because that's how often I actually see my like best friends. It's like every 2 to 3 years.
Honestly, fair enough. That's fair. Because you know? Your married friends, they rarely come out. Especially with like my hometown friends, I feel like we have that like small town vibes. So people get married pretty quickly, like in their early 20s.
Well, I think with my friends, we're just like all introverts. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'll see you like maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah. I rarely run into people that I went to like high school with. I think that's like, it's so random because I grew up 2 hours south of here. So I don't see many people up here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so she's like, we're chatting and she's like,
this is a high school friend.
Yeah, this is like an old friend that I haven't seen in a while, but they live up here in Chicago now. And she's like asking me about my dating life and like, how are you? Are you single? Like
we were chatting. Crazy question to ask right off the bat.
You know, it wasn't right off the bat, which is a good clarification to make. We were chatting for a long time because, you know, I'm a yapper sometimes. Yeah. She's a yapper. But she was like, oh, I have the perfect person to set you up with. And not that I was like offended by that, because I think like so it's so well intended and she's so sweet for that. But it got me thinking that this has happened to me like 2 to 3 times in the last month. And maybe it's not that many times.
No, that's a lot.
Like, right? And yeah. I just think to myself, I'm like, oh, these people have never asked me, like, do you enjoy being single? Do you want to find a partner? Like, they just throw people at me and they're like, oh, what about this person and this person? And I'm like,
what if you want to be a nun? What if you want to commit to Jesus? Like, how come they didn't ask that? I was like, where are those follow-up questions?
And it's like so kind of people to want to set me up, obviously.
They didn't ask, is men even your preference?
Really? I feel like lately I've been getting so many signs, just understanding my own mentality and where I'm at in life, that I just don't want to be in a relationship right now.
I understand like how you feel. I don't think my friends have ever viewed me being single as a negative thing, mm-hmm. but I do feel it more from like the older members of my family, you know, like my grandparents.
Gosh. Absolutely.
A little bit from my like aunts and uncles where they're just like, when are you going to find a husband? Like, when are you going to settle down? But I mostly see it in our comments where they're like, oh my gosh, like these girls are still single. And I was like, what do you mean? I love my life.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I absolutely love like, this I love phase being of single. My life.
I don't need to ask a partner for permission to make a big purchase or make any decisions in my life. Mm-hmm. As much as I do want to have kids one day, like, and for our mamas out there, like, you're probably so lucky to have like beautiful kids, but I'm glad I don't have kids right now.
Yes.
Like, I like just coming home silently and like I get to either stay up at 3 a.m. watching Lord of the Rings all night. Or, you know, like yesterday, I was like, I'm just going to stop by the ice cream shop. And then after the ice cream shop, I was like, I'm going to walk to the public library.
Yeah.
And then I was there for 3 hours because I don't have any responsibilities.
Exactly.
I don't have to be home for anyone. I don't need to cook and clean for anyone. And then on my way home, I was like, I'm getting sushi for takeout.
That's exactly it. It's like you have so much free will and I want to enjoy this phase of my life because I know that it's not going to last. Once I get married, my priorities will change. Once I have kids, my life is going to be completely centered around my kids for a little while.
And I think society has made it where like having a partner, getting married is a milestone in life. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't like have to be. It's not something we need to meet at this age. Like,
yeah.
And I'm fine being single.
Why is everyone in such a rush when you have plenty of time to do all of those things and more? Like, I feel like if we had gotten married, even on Love is Blind, there are certain opportunities and certain things that we did that we would not have gotten to do.
Yeah.
Had we been married.
I will say when my friends want to set me up, like I've been on 7 blind dates where I've been set up by my friends.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why I have fatigue from hearing from
probably.
You.
Yeah. And this is all just this year.
Yeah. Hello. No, that's why I'm okay. Like, another so, blind date.
So, I know. So it's almost one blind date a month.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of sad. But anyways, I think it's done with like best intentions. Like, hey, not saying like, you're a sad single person, but this might be someone that's a good fit for you.
Yeah.
So I never feel like it's like my friends pressuring me or looking down at me for being single. But I do feel like when my friends are really passionate with trying to find me someone, it comes from the place because they're really happy in their relationships, in their marriages. Mm-hmm. And for my friends who have kids, one thing I heard from one of my best friends who has a baby, she's like, I didn't know what happiness was until I had my kid. It's like a different type of like life and like it's a different type of like love that you never knew you could like give. Mm-hmm. And so I think they just want us to experience that. Like
it
never comes from like a bad place.
Never.
But there are some people where I think they look down on us, especially those in our comments that are like, you guys are still single. Like that's like so embarrassing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm great.
I know the outside perspective is so weird, but no, I agree with you. I think all of my friends who have kids have said this is the best chapter of their life.
Yeah.
They are absolutely in love. I know that that's going to happen for me. Literally when I was like 5-7 years old, I was exhibiting mother-like qualities. Like, I swear to you, I was born to be a mom. But I also think I don't want to rush it because I have the rest of my life to do that. And that's the realization I've had.
I think we're not choosing not to have kids and not being mothers. For us, it's like, this is our reality. We are single and we're really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we haven't found like the right people where we have that feeling of like, wow, this is a person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Exactly.
And like have kids with. And I was like, so while we're in this phase where we're like enjoying being on our own, like do not look down at us for that.
No, absolutely not. And that's the thing is, even though I'm like enjoying this phase so much, it's also about growth and learning about who I am, because I don't know. I feel like I've just like camouflaged my identity into whoever I'm with at the time. And I spent a decade almost with the wrong person. Like, I just need to figure out who I am. And yeah. I think this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
I've noticed that about myself as well. When I think about previous relationships where there were so many red flags and I like try to push through to make it work. But now, like this year, like I feel like I've learned so much. Like, finally had this wake up call of like, I don't need to deal with this shit.
Yes.
Like, I love my life, and a guy doesn't fit into it. Like, I don't need to deal with it. I don't need to force him to fit into it. If he makes me feel small, mm-hmm. I don't need to deal with any guy's shit.
No. If he's not making my life better, I don't want it.
Exactly.
Like, if my life is this good, if you're not elevating that life and I'm not elevating yours, I don't want it.
Totally.
Don't want it.
And I mentioned this a few times already on our podcast where I'm dating multiple men.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I ended a I wouldn't even say like situationships. Like, I only went on like 3 dates with 2 of the men, but I ended up kind of like ending it with them, or just saying like, you know, I don't think we should get to know each other anymore. Well, I didn't say it like that. I texted them like, it was really great to know you, but I don't feel a romantic spark
yes.
anymore.
Oh my gosh, you know? I need some advice on this later.
And I'm really close with my aunts and my cousins. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them about how like, oh, you know, I ended it with these 2 guys that I was getting to know. And they're like, why are you ending it with all these men?
Interesting.
And I was like, why is it on me?
They're like, choose one, please.
These 2 men exhibited red flags that I realized, like, I'm not dealing with.
Yeah.
First of all, we're getting to know each other, and to see these red flags early on, like, yeah, you're out. You're off my roster. But from their point of view, they're like, oh, like, don't you want to settle down and have a partner? And I was like, yeah, not with the wrong guy who has red flags.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not trying to be unhappy for the rest of my life.
I know. And sometimes I feel like my parents also don't get it. But yeah. Lately, they've just been like, do you? I think you're a lost cause.
No, my dad's my biggest supporter. He's like,
you do you.
You're ending it with this guy because he wouldn't stop touching you on that what date? Next.
Yeah. And like, then, no. And then my mom is literally like, oh my God, I have so many matches for you. Oh, that didn't work out. Because I told her about the last situation. Yeah. And she's like, I have so many lined up. You know, that's my mom for you.
No, I know. Isn't it crazy?
It's wild. But I'm such a rebellious person sometimes that like, I want to do the opposite of what everyone is telling me. I want to do the opposite of what society tells me. I'm like, don't try to tell me what to do, because nothing turns me off more than someone dictating my behavior or like being like, you know, what's really good for you? You should do that. I was like,
no, I'm not.
I'm like, cool.
She does the opposite out of spite. She's like, I'm going to do the opposite of what you're telling me to do.
Like, respectfully.
People are going to be surprised to know this about you. First, because I think we're both Asian and we're both daughters of immigrants, which we've talked about often, not only on Love is Blind, but also on this podcast. And I think they think we're rule followers. But if you guys knew Deep D, she's got a rebellious streak. Like, I love it.
100%.
Because it's so like out of character, but like she will. She's our own little independent woman, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, so much so. Like, I mean, guys, if you've read my book, you know that I have a very rebellious streak and like I've acted out my poor parents.
No, she's
but like not anymore.
She's the black sheep of her family.
Yeah.
She's the middle child.
Listen, exactly. And that is all you need to know about
my life.
She
got a perfect older brother and she's got an angel of a baby sister.
Yeah.
And Deep D is.
You guys try to fit into that. And then I'm over here like, yep, I went on reality TV. You know?
Everyone's like, Deep D's a good girl. She's so nice and kind. I was like, yes, but.
I mean, like, I have a little edge to me for sure.
Yeah. I think people will be very surprised to know that you are very edgy and you have this side where she takes some risks, okay?
I just like to have fun.
Yeah.
Also, like, I just want to enjoy life.
People don't understand why we're friends because we seem like total opposites, but there's a little piece of Deep D that relates to the dark side in me, you know?
The dark passenger.
And I was like, that's why we're friends.
Yeah. No, it's overall, I'm good, I promise. But anyways, yeah, that's where I'm at in life.
I live only 6 blocks away from Deep D, and when I was walking to her house the other day, I was sweating so much because it's been so humid here in Chicago. So I stopped wearing a bunch of makeup this summer. What I'm doing instead is just some simple blush, tinted lip balm, and mascara. And oh my gosh, my favorite mascara right now is from Thrive Cosmetics. I just love all their makeup, especially during the summertime. It just feels super light and clean on my face. Also, I'm wearing their mascara right now and it's sweatproof and it lengthens and defines my lashes so much. Like typically I have very short lashes and you can actually see my lashes today. Also, you don't need soap to take this mascara off, just warm water and a washcloth. So I'm not rubbing my eyes and lashes to get mascara off.
Thrive Cosmetics is always on my list of brands that I love to buy from because they make certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free products, and it's all made with clean ingredients. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. So it means so much more that you're buying their product. You're not only enhancing your glow, but you're helping others. They have given over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600-plus giving partners, which is absolutely amazing.
So maximize your look with minimal effort. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/out of the pods for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/out of the pods.
Okay, so I need your advice on something. I met this guy at Lollapalooza, which is a music festival Natalie and I both went to last week. And he basically was like chatting it up with me, and then I didn't think anything of it. The next day, I see him again. Didn't think anything of it because he's like a little bit younger.
Like and, how much younger?
Bish, I don't know. I didn't ask him, but he followed me on Insta. He messaged me and I was like, oh yeah, great to meet you. He sends me 3 separate events that we could potentially go to. And it's like, hey, this show is happening because we were talking about music, obviously. And he's like, the show is happening. And then, or we could go and like go get a drink at this place or do
oh,
this.
Oh, he's asking you out.
And I was like, can I just get your advice? Like, is it mean of me not to answer? Because it's an Instagram DM.
If you're not interested, you don't have to respond. But also sometimes, like, to make it really clear with men, I'll just be like, no, sorry, like, can't make it.
Yeah, I can't decide if I owe him anything.
And then like slowly, you don't owe him anything. If you don't want to explore something with him, like, or get to know him, like, you don't owe him anything. Like, I always respond so it makes it clear, because sometimes I feel like, this is so sad to say, but like, men don't understand, like, no answer.
Yeah.
You know,
and honestly, like, and a lot of
no
times,
answer silence is a response.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the times women too, they don't understand it either. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting tested though, because like I am not doing the younger men thing again.
No,
it's not happening.
Here's the thing though, about like men we meet out and then we tell them nothing about ourselves. Like we don't tell them our social media handles, like what we do. And then they DM us after. I know that we're like not important at all. Like we did one season of a reality TV show. But
you're important in my life.
You're important to me. But you know what I'm saying. But yeah. I do always get the thought though, when I had a similar thing happen where I was out with my girlfriends and we were at a restaurant and the table next to us was another group of guys and we started chatting. Mm-hmm. And we like chatted for maybe like 5 minutes with these group of guys. They were asking us like, what drink should we order? And you know, we like, we're like, oh, we got these. And that was it.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys from the group DM'd me afterward, even though I didn't share my name, my, you know, social media handle, nothing. And he asked me out. But I was thinking, did he just ask me out because I did a reality TV show?
I think,
you know, is that where my value comes from in his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't know anything about me. He doesn't know my personality. It was one of the guys I didn't chat with at all.
Yeah.
I only said 3 words in that conversation we were having with that group of guys. So it was like, what prompted you to ask me out?
Yeah.
Was it like love at first sight? Because I looked really great in, you know, my like athleisure and my messy bun and no makeup. Like,
honestly,
because that's what I looked like.
You probably slayed. But I, yes, I agree though. I think a lot of people think, oh my gosh, you guys did a reality TV show, that you're pool is probably so like wide. You probably have so many DMs coming at you. But the problem is a lot of those are not well intended.
Yeah.
Just like the Janae and Kenny thing, which we'll explain.
Yeah. That's what gets me about sometimes like men that we meet out who I feel like they're only interested in us because of like this value of the fact we were on reality TV, which is really no value. Like if I dated a guy who was on reality TV, that's not the sole reason I'd ever want to ask him out. You know, I always question it when someone asks us out, like, without much being there. Like, there's no foundation of, like, getting to know each other beforehand.
Yeah. It might open up opportunities, like this dude, like, you know, DMing you and you're like, oh, this could be a potential interest. But a lot of the time, in my experience, like, if I've dated somebody or, like, I'm going on a date with them, they actually have a problem with me being, like, a public figure. Not even just... like, which sounds really weird, but like even having the podcast and like talking about dates, like it's like a no-go for a lot of people, especially in the Indian community.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I get it. Like, some people are very, very private and it's not for everyone, but it really does dwindle who's out there for us.
Well, actually, one of the guys that I was dating, the guy who lived out of state, I felt like the only reason he was interested was the fact I was on Love is Blind, because him and his friend group had watched our season two, and also every season of Love is Blind. And
red flag.
I feel like when I went to go visit him and I met his group of friends, they were more like viewing me as someone who was on their favorite reality TV show versus like,
yeah.
You know, like just someone who's dating their friend. Like, they asked me so many questions about the show to the point where it got uncomfortable. Like, they want to know the logistics of how it works. But you know what? It feels weird because it's like, I'm dating your friend and it's like the first thing you want to know about me.
Yeah.
And then, oh my gosh, one of his best friends who we went to dinner with, he was like acting like he was texting on his phone, but the flash went off and he was trying to take a secret photo of me.
Oh, hell no.
Like, that's not normal behavior. No, that's not like, that only happened because I did Love is Blind.
No.
Yeah. Like, and I said a playful joke, like, were you trying to take, like, a picture?
You know? I'm so happy you called
him out. And he goes, oh, sorry. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to take a picture of you for the group chat.
No. Nope.
Like, how fucking weird is that?
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like sometimes for people, it's a story to tell. Oh my gosh, I'm on a date with this girl from Love is Blind.
No, literally. So I think the guy that I was dating, he knew I was like feeling kind of like off about his friend's behavior and like the questions they were asking me about the show. And again, like taking pictures of me. And he asked me, he's like, do you think that I'm just with you because you did the show? And I straight up go, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He did respond. He's like, get off your high horse.
Oh, wait. I love that kind of humor, though.
He was saying it playfully.
Yeah,
but,
sarcastically, me too.
I think he knew I, like, felt it. And I think he knew, like, his friends.
Because I get it. It's kind of cool. And I understand to a certain extent. But I also am like, no, like me for who I am, not for what I did.
Where you, I felt like our value comes from that show, if people are fans of Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Specifically for the men we're dating. Look, when our pod besties come up to us and ask us about the show, like, I love sharing it with you guys because I know it's not like, I don't know, you're not trying to date me.
Yeah, you're not trying to take me home. Yeah. It's fine.
Because that's what, like, connects us. Like, we love, that's what we like chatting with our girlfriends about. But when it comes to a guy and, like, why they really like us, that's always my biggest concern is, like, is it because I was on a show?
Yeah. And see, that's exactly why. It's not like I'm taking a pause on dating or anything like that. Like, whatever happens, happens. I'm just not going to be actively searching for it. But there has been, like, such a crazy turn in our lives after the show. Like, I feel like I'm such a different person. We're in a completely new career. There's just a lot of change. And I feel like I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm finally grasping my breath after all of the changes have happened. Like, crazy lifetime changes, you know? And so I'm like, okay, let me just take my time to get to where I need to be.
Yeah.
But yeah. But no, this reminds me of Janae and Kenny from Love Island season 6. So they're one of, like, the main couples that made it out of the villa. And recently they broke up. And it was because Janae found some text messages in Kenny's phone about how he basically is using her for clout and for business deals, and also that he's racist. It just reminds me of that. Like, people can take advantage of you if you're in a space of power, in quotes, because they can make money off of you. And that's the scary part.
I know, it's weird because, like, Beyond the Villa was, like, filmed probably, like, months ago, right?
Probably just, like, 2 months ago.
So it's not addressing what's happening right now, which is the fact that Janae and Kenny are no longer together, and he did something so horrible, like using her. And also, if you're not familiar with Janae and Kenny, Janae is a Black woman, and allegedly J- Janae found text messages on Kenny's phone around the fact that, like, he doesn't like Black women.
Which is absolutely insane to me that people can fake it like that just to use them and, like, what, gain money? What is going to happen after you get some money? Like, it's not going to, I don't know. It just, like, pisses me off so much. Maybe because I've been impacted by it personally and not to that level, of course, but.
No, that he's a sociopath. The fact he can fake physical affection and intimacy with someone and make someone fall in love with him is sick shit. Like, you're a sociopath.
Yeah. It's so funny that you say that because in the trailer for the next episode of Beyond the Villa, Janae was saying how Kenny looked at her as if he was a serial killer. And you can actually see it. He gives her the weirdest, like, stares. He'll just, like, she'll be doing something cute, like, on live or something, and he'll just be, like, staring at her from the corner of his eye. It's freaky to notice it now.
But isn't it crazy? Like, if this breakup did not come out, people would be watching it and be like, he's just reserved.
Exactly.
He's just like a shy, weird guy.
Yes, he's just quiet. But, like, I'm telling you, those are the most dangerous ones sometimes. And the fact that they were long distance, I'm sure it was, like, easier for him to, like, play into this, like, false narrative of loving her. But I just, like, don't know how people can do that to somebody else.
Well, you know what's so crazy? I know we've mentioned it before when it comes to the Love is Blind franchise where, yes, there is this pressure for couples to stay together mm-hmm. because they're getting brand deals, because they're getting more attention and engagement from being a couple, from that season.
Yeah, and that's why it's hard to mix relationships with business because then you're so tied together. Yeah, absolutely. And who's to say, like, if anybody else was in the same position, I think we would act similarly in a way. Like, it is hard to leave that situation. You don't know how hard it is until you go through it.
I feel like I kind of know how it feels because when our season was coming out, remember the second drop of episodes where people started rooting for Shane and I?
Mm-hmm.
That's what caused Shane and I to get back together for a few days after we filmed the reunion. Because we're so impacted by people rooting for us and, like, DMing us being like, oh my gosh, I hope you guys end up together. Like, don't give that sort of love away.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel this pressure. Like, we need to make it work because look at all these people, like, rooting for us and wanting us together.
Yes. And you don't want to, like, as much as you don't want your relationship not to work, you also don't want to disappoint, like, the hundreds of people that are in your DM saying they're happy for you. Although they don't care.
The 100 people who don't know us.
Literally. That's what I was saying. Like, after the show, I feel like we went through so much change and also so much trauma that, like, I'm finally having a regulated nervous system and I'm finally like, oh, I feel so good right now and happy. I'm like, I don't want to introduce a man into this right now. Like, no. Let me chill for a second.
But it's, like, a real thing where people in the reality TV show space stay together. Like, someone in a relationship feels the pressure to stay in that relationship because of, like, attention and because of brand deal / money and clout. Because again, in my scenario, I felt this immense pressure, even though looking back, I'm like, I was
what
such
pressure?
A dummy. Yeah, like, what pressure? Like, it didn't matter. Like, no one.
But at the time, 100%.
But at the time, because of all the attention you're getting, it feels like your entire world. And you realize, like, oh my gosh, people want us together. Well, in my case, I gave it a go for a few days.
It's funny because it's like, what do you see that I don't see? You know? But it's like, we see way more.
But you're like, no, what the viewers don't see is what actually happened behind the scenes and the shit I had to deal with.
Yeah.
And I still get DMs today, people being like, give Shane another chance. It looks like he changed. He's been blocked for 3 years now. But what I will say, there is a lot of reasons why we didn't work out. But the two big ones was certain personality traits, aka anger issues, and there was another piece, but I'm fairly certain anger issues don't go away within 3 years.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, they always say there's a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield, right? Look forward.
Oh, I love that. Right? Shut up. I love that.
I was driving the other day and I heard someone say that, like, on a TikTok, and I was driving there and I was like, yeah, that's so true. Like,
it.
Who cares if he changed? I'm happy if he changed. Amazing. Let's move on.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With the internet and information overload about mental health and wellness, it can be a struggle to know what's true and what actions to take these days. But therapy can help you navigate everyday stress and strengthen your self-awareness. It can literally be a tool for growth at any stage of your life.
With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people, and it works, with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. It's also so convenient. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, plus switch therapists at any time.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/out of the pods. That's betterhelp.com/out of the pods.
And with that, let's get into our thoughts on Perfect Match episodes 7 to 9, which came out last Friday. And the only thing in my notes is, where did they find these men and why are they from the trash bins?
Except for Freddie, because like Madison says, he is a unicorn. Yeah, the men come off trash during this mixer because were we the only ones as viewers that didn't get the memo that they're all of a sudden all single? Like, I'm confused.
Listen, I'm not even bothered that these men went to go explore other connections and like make out with other women. The crazy thing is, that's not the reason why I'm mad. It's how they treat their original partners.
Yeah. And how they handled it and what they said to them.
It's like the gaslighting and the love bombing and then like pretending to tell the truth and you don't tell the truth. Ali, oh. You know?
Can I just make a general statement? I do feel like on all of these dating shows, and I've watched Love Island, obviously Love is Blind, Ultimatum, all of these shows. Well, maybe not Ultimatum. I feel like the women take the shows so much more seriously than the men do. Like the men just like are there to fuck around. They're just there to play.
Freddie doesn't seem like he's here to fuck around.
Yeah, like, but like he's a unicorn. Like he's like such a special one out of all of them. And I feel like all of the Perfect Match men across all three seasons have just been like just there to play around. Like it's not like they're trying to find a deep connection. And that's why I don't take Perfect Match seriously.
I feel like the women on the season of Perfect Match, they're just so amazing. They're very in tuned with their feelings. Mm-hmm. And they're so forgiving and to an extent mature as much as you can be on a crazy reality TV show like this one. But listen, I was not a fan of these episodes. I really liked last week's episodes. I think it started on such a high note. And this week's, it's just like, I don't want to say boring because there's a lot of chaos happening, but it wasn't enjoyable to watch anymore. Something about Perfect Match, what they don't do well is there's like no real structure. Like, for example, in the last boardroom scene in episode 9, mm-hmm. Nick Lachey is like, oh, you can only choose men again.
Yeah.
And I was like, you just did that.
Exactly. I think they're playing it so strategically and it's so dumb. But
I feel like it's like producer manipulation. Yes. And it's like, okay, we could see like you're trying to stir up drama, but it's like it's too structureless.
Yeah. You know what? I thought the exact same thing when they made Freddie and AD leave. I thought that was so strategic now looking back because they knew they were going to bring everyone back anyways.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of genius that they kind of had like a little mole on each side. And I absolutely kind of love that. I'm not going to lie because AD reporting back was tea.
I actually didn't like it. Like, I think it would have been smarter if AD went to the girls mixer mm-hmm. and Freddie went to the guys mixer because I'm very curious how Ollie would have acted.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Ollie's face was priceless when he saw AD walk in. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to be a good person.
Yeah, 100%.
Like his whole like, oh, I'm just going to kiss on the cheek. Like all these things were such, it was such an act. Which is fine, like, do your thing, bro. But, like, you could tell it was an act. I was
bro.
Like, but his face was so priceless. I was like, no. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to have any funny.
When he's like, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I actually really enjoyed this set of episodes because between the Juliet chaos and the AD Ollie fight and Daniel and Lucy getting into a tiff. I don't know. I just thought it was like entertaining to watch.
Listen, let's get into AD and Ollie. I kind of understand why Netflix and Kinetic Content allowed AD and Ollie to reveal their pregnancy and engagement before Perfect Match came out.
Yes.
I think first they were nervous that like people are going to see AD pregnant with Ollie like out in the wild and people potentially posting them on social media. And maybe Netflix was like, let's get ahead of it by mm-hmm. like being the ones to announce this. But I feel like they also did it because if we didn't know that they were engaged and pregnant, I think we would be like watching this and being like, AD, run.
No, like, 100%.
What are you doing?
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, oh, are they trying to get us to buy into this relationship before Perfect Match comes out? Because then it makes it harder for us not to support that relationship. Because obviously we want to like give them all the love, like they're about to have a baby together. But in these last sets of episodes have made it very difficult because Ollie just seems like he's like a little bit manipulative and has
a little, a lot.
Standards. Yeah.
I don't blame Ollie for exploring a connection with Justine. No. Where he totally fucked up is when he lies so quickly to AD when she asks, like, did you cuddle with her? Did you kiss her? And he's like, no.
Yeah. Like, why are you lying? He knows that she's going to find out literally the next day. And not even that, too. It's like the jealousy and the double standards.
Yeah.
AD can't even laugh at a man's joke, but you're allowed to lie about kissing another girl. Like, I'm sorry. Let's get our priorities straight.
And yeah.
Like, it's mind-boggling.
For me, it's the fact that he just straight up lied and how quickly he lied to her face.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are like, well, it's just like a reality TV show. But yeah. I feel like that actually is a really scary trait.
Yeah.
When someone lies that fast. Even the other men, Louis and Daniel, tell their partners the truth, like what happened at the mixer. Well, Daniel, the half-truth, but, you know, he tells Lucy that he kissed other women.
Yeah.
Not licked Olivia's thighs. And then Louis tells Sandy that he kissed two women.
Yeah. Which, okay, here's the thing, though. I do think that there's somewhat of like a groupthink mentality going on with the boys. I
totally
felt like Daniel was kind of acting out of character a little bit because Louis was like so excited to like just have fun, whatever. But okay, for all the people that are saying this is like just a stupid random reality TV show, they're not trying to find wives here. Like if there's a connection, there's a connection. And I agree with that. But if you disrespect the person that you're with on national television or international television, because it's Netflix, yeah, there's going to be a fucking problem. Like, you can't act like that, especially, like, after that whole mixer thing and the boys walk in and they're just, like, silent and laughing and being awkward.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are taking this as such a joke. And maybe it is, but not for the women. The women were, like, really invested in their connections.
Yeah. Like, again, I'm not even mad the fact that they explored other connections or made out with other women. I think it's how they treat their original partners, mm-hmm. like the way they talk to them and things like that. And I know it's hard because they are in a reality TV show. Not that they could just like walk away and go home and call their mom and be like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But it's the fact that these women forgive these men so quickly.
Okay, I was gonna talk about that because I also felt like they forgave them so easily. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, go home? Like, obviously not. And they didn't like connect with any of the guys in the mixer. So it makes sense.
I always think about like, this is a reality TV show, but why I'm so bothered with Ollie mm-hmm. is the fight that him and AD had in their bedroom was insane.
And like, I mean, I guess he did apologize the next day, but I think you do have to, you can't ignore those signs.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's the pressure of it all, like being in that environment, but this is your second go. Like, you know how it goes.
Yeah. If you cry a lot and are feeling super stressed, I get it. It might be the environment.
Yeah.
But that sort of like anger and the fact he's being so irrational in that fight, AD says this herself. This is a pattern for him at this point where she's like, you have triggers and you take something small and make it so big. And she's like, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. And I was like, this isn't something that is just happening because you're in this environment.
Yeah.
Like, this is like an emotional trait you need to fix.
Yeah. It's a little scary and hard to have announced your relationship and that you have a baby on the way, and then your whole relationship is getting scrutinized online at the moment. And is this them getting a good at it? Like,
I actually think so. I think that Ollie is probably getting a better at it.
Yeah.
And I think it's for AD's sake. Like, I think Netflix and Kinetic Content definitely edited things out. Like, we don't even see Ollie and Justine's kiss.
Oh, yeah. You're totally right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because it was in, like, the bedroom probably. And, okay.
And there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe it's for AD's sake. Like, knowing she's pregnant and it would just be too much for her to handle.
Right.
AD also doesn't follow Justine on Instagram. So clearly there's, like, some sort of animosity there.
Well, yeah. I mean, as
which
expected,
I totally get.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be best friends with everybody, but I do.
But you typically follow like the most of your cast unless there's some like tension there.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I feel like viewers really look at follower lists so much because there is like some narrative behind it, right?
Yeah.
I also didn't like the fact that Ollie was giving half-truths to both AD and Justine just so that he could have some extra time with them without conflict, because he knew everything was going to like hit the fan.
100%.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't with him.
Yeah, I just, it's hard for me to say my honest thoughts about Ollie because I know that like him and AD are currently engaged and again, pregnant.
Yeah.
But I just feel like she deserves so much more. Look, they got engaged 4 months after filming ended for Perfect Match.
Yeah, and quick.
And like, a man doesn't change that fast.
No. Yeah. And you like, know? I'm sure they've like talked about it, but I'm sure it's like a ongoing thing.
I just feel like that sort of fight shouldn't happen in the very beginning of a relationship. And I always say, if it looks bad on TV, it's probably really bad behind the scenes.
Yeah. And like, I'm hoping that it's just like an isolated incident.
I don't
think
it's
isolated. That was fueled by alcohol and a lot of like chaos, but that's just me being hopeful.
Listen, I hope he's making steps to change. And like, I hate going so hard on him, but I do know that like, I needed to hear harsh truths, especially when I was considering getting back with Shane. And that's what really caused me to like shut the door for good.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh my gosh, people are seeing something that I'm totally missing. Like, I'm being so forgiving and understanding to a man that doesn't deserve my forgiveness or understanding.
Yeah. And it's also probably so hard for AD to watch it back because I'm realizing like, oh yeah, like I'm sure they talked about what happened and obviously she was there, but she was gone for a lot of things. There's confessionals. There's moments that obviously he spent with Justine that were shown. And like, she's probably piecing together so many things now. So I kind of feel for her.
Because this was filmed less than a year ago for them.
Yeah.
So it's like, this isn't something that, you know, was filmed like 4 years ago and you're watching it back.
Exactly.
It's like, it literally happened for them 10 months ago.
Yeah. But you know, like you said, I wish them the best. And I obviously they've gotten through it. And now they have like a baby girl to think about. So it's like, let's put it in the past. But they are serving us up drama on a platter with this couple.
I know.
And it's insane.
I will say one thing that I really, really like AD in Perfect Match. I think everyone does. I know she may not have like the best choice in men or she like overlooks some red flags. But I think aside from that, she's very wise. She's clearly a girl's girl. I think I also really like her because she's the oldest woman in the bunch. So she's 33 or 34 when filming Perfect Match. So she's around our age.
Yeah.
So she's several years older than the other women. And I think that's why I really enjoy her wisdom, like her being kind of that like more mature woman on this cast. And also for, it's someone for me to like relate to.
Yeah, I absolutely loved her in these last sets of episodes because she really surprised me. I didn't think that she was going to stand on business like that. I didn't think that she was going to put Ollie in his place. And maybe that's really what he needs. He's like, you're effing up and you need to know exactly where and how to fix it and how to be respectful. Like, I just really loved how she did not stand down.
Even though she forgave him really fast, in my opinion, I will say I do like how she like calls it out.
Yeah, all the girls did. All the girls forgave their men so quickly. They're like, cool, let's move on.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening?
But I'm very curious, like, what's going to happen in the episode that comes out this Friday? Like, you know, just, I guess, how they're going to like figure things out.
Yeah. I forgot that on the finale of Perfect Match, the entire cast comes back to, you know, vote or whatever. But what is so funny to me is that all these people like Scott and Juliet, they're like trying to win Perfect Match. It's not like you're getting a cash prize. Why is that so important to you?
Who knows? Nick Lachey might come out and be like, you get $50,000 each.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't think they get the money for it, right?
I'm just kidding. Maybe it's a little surprise.
I don't even know, but I'm like, why are you guys fighting this hard for this vacation? Like,
okay,
chill out.
I don't think they're fighting for the title of Perfect Match or for the prize. I think they're fighting for screen time.
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
For example, with Juliet, I think the things that she does on the show, it's to ensure that she gets screen time. Because look at Hannah and QT. So we're introduced to them in episode 7 during like the men's mixer. I don't even know what to call it, where, you know.
Yeah, the party.
And they get like less than 2 minutes of screen time and then we never see them again.
Yeah.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like people are doing this show, yes, for the small chance to find love. But the other piece is like, because people only do the show. Well, the first reason is they're actually paid a lot of money to be on the show, mm-hmm. like several thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But secondly, because they want to increase their social media following.
That's so fair. That I know that there's another side to it, but it's just, it cracks me up when that's what they say. They're like, I'm here to win this game. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, what are you trying to win? Like,
I mean, what are they going to say? I'm here to get several thousands of more followers.
I wish they would be that honest.
I mean, it's...
I would love to hear
that. It just
that.
Doesn't sound as good.
No,
you know?
I just, you know, honestly, I get it. That's why they make this fake prize BS up.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at least make it like $100,000 or something, or like 50K. I feel like that's more motivating than, oh my God, you got to go on a vacation. But
listen,
regardless.
I know that Juliet is getting some backlash over like the things that she says on the show, but you got to hand it to her. She is a pro reality TV show star.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. I think I mentioned this on the last episode, but if you guys don't know her from Siesta Key, you know that she is a firecracker. Like, she is so entertaining to watch, and that's why I've always loved her. And even after I met her, I love her more, but I'm not gonna
lie. Oh, yeah, Deep D's actually met Juliet.
Yes, there was a brand trip to Dubai, and she was there with her boyfriend at the time. And we got wasted together, had so much fun, and watching her on Perfect Match Now, I'm just like, yeah, this is like the type of fun she is, but she is like a good person. She did make a TikTok recently and she was like, oh my God, you guys, I can't even watch the rest of these episodes. I promise I'm not like this. And I'm like, Juliet, you're entertaining as hell.
It's crazy to me that she got kicked out of the villa. She comes back and then she has two guys by the end of episode 9 fawning over her.
Insane. Like, talk about a comeback.
Yeah, no, literally. I was like, I couldn't do that.
Make sure the comeback is stronger than the setback, because that's exactly what she did.
I was like, she knows how to play the reality TV show game.
She's so funny.
But one thing that bothered me is when Juliet makes that comment about like, who would choose me over Rachel or something around those lines. I was like, I just don't like that.
Did anyone check to see if Juliet and Rachel follow each other? Because I'm sure there's some animosity there.
Oh, I have to check. I want
right?
to check.
Like, there's got to be some animosity there.
Oh, they do follow each other.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, so all good in the world, unless she wasn't aware of Juliet's comment and is watching that in real time.
That's true. But also, like, I guess at the end of the day, I would have some animosity.
Yeah.
Because Rachel's a sweetheart.
No, I love Rachel the more I watch her mm-hmm. on Perfect Match. And I loved that she chose Ray.
Yeah, me too. He's such a sweet, like, bundle of joy. The only problem that I had, though, with Ray is after they won the challenge and go into the boardroom, it felt like he was kind of taking over and he brought his boy in. Like, I was like, Rachel, like, don't let him take the power from you. You should do what you want to do. But, like, he set people up that I've already been on a date. Like, what? Why are you putting Carrington and Juliet back together? Even though it kind of worked out, I guess. Carrington also tried to take Rachel from Ray. So that was a bad move on Ray's part.
No. That was the best thing I ever saw, though, when Scott ends up matching with Juliet. And then so Carrington goes up to Rachel and he's like, hey, like, can we talk for a second? And she's like, hold on. 1 minute, please. And then goes to match with Ray. And I was like, why was that? So well done and so cute.
I loved
and
it.
And I feel like Carrington deserved it, even though he was saying, like, I want to be in a serious relationship. But does nobody remember when earlier in the season, Carrington goes, like, I'm going to love bomb the shit out of these girls.
Yeah. And even Scott is not there for the right reasons. Like,
he's 23.
Please don't pick him. Please.
No, I think she's just like choosing to choose.
Also, like, I know none of the relationships from Perfect Match work out for her because she's been posting TikToks about dating. So spoiler alert. Listen, it's not even really a spoiler. I feel like a lot of the cast have been very vocal that they're not with the partners from Perfect Match. Yeah. So it's like so unserious.
Except for Ali and AD.
Well, yeah.
But anyways, we're a big Rachel stans here, and I think her and Ray are very, very cute. And I'm actually really excited to see who Juliet chooses, like in episode 10. Like, is it going to be Scott? Is it going to be Carrington? Like,
for the plot, I kind of want her to pick Carrington.
Me too. Like, Scott had a little like tantrum and I was like, mm, yeah, I don't like that.
Exactly.
Like, and I like that Juliet clocked in, was like, I don't like that behavior.
Yeah. She's like, excuse me.
God, she's like, so fun. I'm in the position of power here. Like, I'm the one, I'm the chooser.
Like, imagine being in the position of power after everything, after being kicked out. Now you're back.
No, like, literally.
That's TV gold.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, she knows what she's doing when it comes to reality TV. God,
she's such a firecracker. I love her. Good for her.
We've got Madison, Freddie. Not much to say.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about them. Cool. I'm so happy they're back together, I guess.
As much as I like Freddie, I feel like this is not his type of show where he thrives, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't really have much screen time.
Every time they show Madison and him, I'm like, oh, I forgot.
They're just so chill. And I'm glad they got to get back together because, like, what the hell was that all for? But, you know, the way they broke them up was like, it didn't make any sense to me, but
they're actually really cute on the show and I hope they work out too.
Yeah.
It definitely makes sense looking back to Love is Blind season 8, why Madison got so much screen time. I think if Madison didn't get a lot of screen time on Perfect Match, like she wasn't part of some sort of storyline, there's no way Love is Blind season 8 would have been edited to focus so much on Madison, Alex, Mason, Meg.
Oh my God.
In the first sets of episodes.
That's so true. Yeah. Because we remember when we were recapping it, we were really curious. Like, why are they spending so much time on this foursome when, you know, they don't even make it.
Yeah. And I was like, now makes sense.
Clock it. Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because they knew she was going to be on Perfect Match.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because Perfect Match filmed before season 8 came out.
Right.
4 months before. So...
Wow, that's quick turn. Yeah, which makes sense as to why Freddie didn't know what Madison did on the show and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. The only thing I have to say about Daniel is I'm sorry that I was supportive towards him in the last episode, saying that he was not that problematic, but he is problematic.
He is. He's a hypocrite because, you know, if roles were reversed, like Lucy kissed two men, he would be freaking out.
Done. It would be done.
He would be literally having a man tantrum.
I cannot believe also Juliet kissed Daniel.
Oh, I know.
That was wild.
I know. So that's the only thing that bothers me about Daniel is Lucy is so understanding. Even the way she got mad about the situation, it's not like she freaks out at Daniel.
Yeah.
And I was like, clearly they're both on different maturity levels.
Yeah, absolutely.
One has anger issues and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
What's up with these men and anger issues and jealousy issues and the inability to regulate their emotions?
I know. It's the same with Louis and Sandy too.
Like, isn't it an age thing?
Probably. They're very young. And also, I think the men's mentality coming to Perfect matches. I'm not going to try to find a real connection. I'm not trying to settle down. I'm trying to make money and I'm trying to enjoy life and make out with people.
But then why are they so mean and emotional?
Because they want to win.
Win what?
I don't know, man. They're just like, they just have such a nonchalant behavior to them.
I really think it's because they casted the worst men for this show. I think they were like, we know most women are very mature and won't make this entertaining enough. So we need to bring some like trash men.
But isn't that always the case?
That's true.
Across every reality TV show that deals with love.
Yeah, that's true. I know most, if not all of these couples, minus Adi and Ollie, probably aren't together.
No.
Now.
I don't think none of them.
Yeah. But if Lucy and Daniel are, I hope they're not anymore. You know? I hope she's watching this and being like...
Yeah, those pool scenes were wild. Like
him like licking Olivia's thigh. I was like, ooh.
Listen, at least I was on a dare. But like, honestly, the whole kissing in the pool thing that he like omitted from telling Lucy about, I was like, what? I'm confused. Like, they're going to find out. Like, what's the logic?
They're hopefully, maybe they're thinking like, oh, like they'll see it a year from now or like 10 months from now when the show actually comes out. So like, it'll be all good then.
Yeah, let me worry about right now, not later. Smart.
Louis and Sandy, I'm still surprised they're together. I really like Sandy is all I can say.
Same. Louis is whatever to me. And the fact that I know that he's with Huda now makes me feel like he's just a clout chaser. But Sandy, I really enjoyed her this season. And I didn't know how to feel about her, but I very much like her.
I just hope she doesn't explore anything with JR. JR literally, I'm sorry, he gives me the ick.
Same. I don't know what it is about him, but he's like, even the way he came off to Justine.
Yeah. Ooh. Also, I really do like Justine.
Yeah.
I kind of wish she got a little bit more screen time. I've heard a lot about like how she was like on Love Island and people are just like, she's a queen. Aww. Like she's amazing. So I'm just like, oh, I feel like her time was so short. Yeah. And like all her scenes just had to do with like Ollie stuff. And I was like, yeah. She deserved her own sort of screen time.
Aw. You know what? I concur.
Yeah.
But JR, please get him off our screens. I'm done with him.
Yeah. What is like, up with him?
Like, he's just like weird. And like, why are you trying to get this thing with Sandy to work? It would have worked a long time ago.
Like, I think for me, what gives me the ick about him is how he tries to flirt. And like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, it's something about him trying to smooth talk that just like,
I'm not into it.
Yeah, it actually gave me goosebumps. I
was like, in the wrong way.
In the wrong way.
You're like, oh, I'm scared.
I was like, why is just like this giving me a total body ick?
No, literally.
I was like, is this a persona or like what's going on?
No, I'm totally with you. He just, yeah, he kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah. No hate, but like, I don't know, the way he's coming off on this show, I was like, what's... Are you good? Like, I was like, we don't, JR, you got to change the way you flirt.
Yeah, please unsubscribe me from this.
I was like, I almost canceled my Netflix subscription.
Oh my God, speaking of, I had to get my own.
Oh, because they don't let you share households anymore.
Yeah, it's like I have to be on the same internet. And literally for the last 4 months, I've been saying I'm traveling. No. Send me a code. And now they're like, no, honey, no, you're not traveling. I was like, nah.
No, the sacrifice we have to make for this podcast and for our pod besties. Like, I literally get our own Netflix account.
Why is it that they can't give us a Netflix subscription for free? Because we were on Netflix. I think that's the least
we did get it for a year, remember?
Oh, but see, I was on my dad, so I didn't need it. Can I? You think I could chime?
While you email back and be like, now? Hey, can you renew this offer?
Yeah, I never used my code.
Deepti and I used to have access to a special Netflix account. It wasn't like a regular Netflix. We were able to watch shows that hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
That were about to like come out in a week. And it was really cool.
Yeah. The early screening was really nice.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Early screening.
Yeah. But, you know, we lost that.
Yeah. Well, no more. It only lasted a year.
Toodles to that.
Well, I can't wait for the finale episode that comes out this Friday. Also, Love is Blind UK comes out today, this Wednesday.
Crazy. Lots of Netflix shows coming out right now.
No, I know. I'm actually surprised that these two shows are overlapping because I feel like Love is Blind UK is being promoted by the Love is Blind US Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was very interesting. However, we will be reviewing both shows next week. So the finale of Perfect Match and also the first set of episodes of Love is Blind UK. And I'm so excited.
I can't wait. But Podbesties, let us know what you thought about these last set of episodes of Perfect Match, because clearly we had some thoughts.
Yeah, I want to know if you guys agreed with us or disagreed with us. But very excited to see what's coming up. So make sure you leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.